This is the night for the sports event where the word excessive is almost a compliment. Super Bowl 38 pits Pro Football's New England Patriots against the Carolina Panthers. NPR's Tom Goldman is on the line now. And Tom, where are you?
I'm inside Reliance Stadium in Houston, Steve, with about 70,000 other people. There's some pregame events going on now. There is excitement in the air, I can report, but it won't be raucous like a home game for either team. There are too many people here for the experience alone. There are a lot of corporate guests, and your hardcore Patriots and Panthers fans, you know, the face painters, the wig wearers, those guys are in the minority.
Now, I know that in the course of this conversation, we won't be talking about the game itself. We won't be reporting the actual results as the evening goes on. Why would that be?
There are strict regulations prohibiting non-rights holders like myself from broadcasting during the game. When NPR is willing to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to broadcast the Super Bowl, it'll be a different story.
Okay. Well, I feel like you have some rights, but
thank you, Steve.
All the same, I know that the NFL commissioner, Paul Tagliabue, has been busy since you're down there in Houston, and he's down there in Houston. He was at the Johnson Space Center to talk to astronauts in the International Space Station. Let's listen to some of what he had to say.
I can assure you that today's visit will become part of our efforts to let millions of young Americans and others know that there are better things to do than playing football, and the two of you are doing some of those things.
Tom Goldman, it's a very nice thing for him to say, but I don't believe that he believes it. Do you believe it?
Well, I think he believes it when he's talking to astronauts. I mean, look, the NFL is putting on a good face. It's also putting on a heck of a lot of parties and seemingly inane events. Check this out. The Boeing 737 pull and the Breathe Right Nasal Strip Snoring Competition. Those are actual events. But as I said, I think the NFL is putting on a good face. The problem is, with all the good intentions and a lot of charity events, sometimes we're still not sure what the message is. For instance, CBS, which is broadcasting the game, turned down an advertisement criticizing the current administration's budget policies and the growing deficit. CBS released a statement saying it does not run advocacy ads, and certainly in the past they have turned down ads for gun control, for abortion. It's kind of like that's the message they don't want. They don't want too serious a message during this party, and as a result, we will have advertisements about beer and potato chips and erectile dysfunction medicine. For the first time in Super Bowl history, there will be not one but two ads advertising erectile dysfunction treatment.
Glad you're keeping track of the progress. And yes. Tom, you mentioned a Boeing 737 pull. Is someone actually going to try to pull a Boeing 737?
They've already pulled it, Steve. It was two teams, and unfortunately I didn't cover the event. I can't give you all the details, but one of the teams won, and proceeds from that went to charity and probably heating pads after pulling a 737.
All right, after covering all this important news, we've only got a few seconds, but I guess there is a football game tonight. Who's the better chess player in this game?
Well, we're all talking about Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots coach, as being the great strategist, and he is, and I think the absence of star players here has made him loom even larger, but we're all kind of forgetting John Fox, the Panthers head coach. He's a good strategist, too, plus he's a great motivator. He took over Carolina 2 years ago after the Panthers went 1-15. At the time, he told the players they weren't tough enough. He helped toughen them up, and now they play a kind of blue-collar game, and here they are in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a very close game.
Okay, NPR's Tom Goldman in Houston, Texas. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.